Short summary. Today we are being compared with sheep, and our Savior Jesus is being compared with a shepherd. And sheep, they may react to danger in two ways. Either they are fleeing away from the shepherd because they see the danger, and then they are in an even greater danger. The other way to react is to stay with the shepherd, listening to his word, and then they are free from danger. And that's how God, he will teach us and help us, so that we, when we are confronting sin, suffering, sickness, and hopelessness, then God, he will, by his word of Christ, keep us in faith in Christ, so that we do not go astray. And regarding sin, we may stay with Christ when we realize big sins in our own lives and in others' lives. We should not isolate. We should not run away. We should not deny that we are sinners. But we should listen to this word. Christ, he carried on his body our sins up on the cross, so that we are free from guilt because he carried it. And when we are suffering because people, they speak badly about us, then we should see how our shepherd, he did. He accepted sufferings in a way we could learn something about, so that we will not go astray when we are suffering, but we will cling to him and be with him in sufferings. And when sickness touches our body and our soul, then we may listen to the word of Christ, the word of the apostle, when he says, by his wounds you were healed. And he's speaking in past tense. It happened already. We have been healed by his wounds, healed from the evil sin which is in us, which is the biggest sickness we have. He healed us. And therefore he will also heal us from everything else, and on the last day give us resurrection from the grave. And the last point was hopelessness. What do we do in hopelessness? What will the shepherd do to keep us? Not to run away, but be with him. In the text from Ezekiel, the prophet, chapter 34, we have great comfort. I will search for my sheep, and I will free them from all the places where they ran away and hid on the dark days when they were hit by difficult times. And Peter, he says in our text, Jesus, he is the one who is looking after you. He's knowing where you are, how you are, and he's with you. Now he is, by his word, lifting you up to his shoulders and carrying you in hopelessness. Amen.